Hello, and welcome to Mr. Marr's History Podcast. Google Mr. Marr History to get more help with Nationals Higher and Advanced Higher History.
In today's podcast, we will look at Scotland's economy and how it was affected by war. We will consider what happened to Scotland's economy during the war, and also look at problems faced after the war came to an end. The First World War had an enormous effect on Scotland's economy, both during the conflict and at its conclusion. Prior to the war starting, large numbers of people in Scotland's urban areas, towns and cities, worked in heavy industry such as factory and shipyards. In rural areas, many people were employed in farming and fishing, as well as mining. Glasgow and the Clyde area had a huge number of shipyards, as well as textile factories. Dundee was well known for its role in the jute industry, and areas such as Fife, Lanarkshire and Ayrshire were heavily involved in coal mining. The war had a huge impact on employment in the country. Due to the need for large numbers of men to fight, and also people to work in war industries, unemployment was almost wiped out across Scotland and Britain. However, after the war, there was a subsequent increase in unemployment. The country no longer needed as many men in the military or to make weapons, and in particular many women lost their jobs to make way for returning soldiers. Let's consider the impact that the war had on Scotland's heavy industry. Heavy industries during this era included issues such as shipbuilding, mining, iron and steel production, and it also covered textile factories such as jute and cotton. The war led to a huge increase in demand in the heavy industries. Shipyards saw big increases in orders to help provide ships to fight the war, and iron and steel production had to increase not only to make the ships, but other weapons and materials as well. Textile factories had to produce more materials too, whether this was uniforms for soldiers or sandbags which were made out of jute. New factories were also set up to make many of the weapons that were used in the war, such as guns and artillery shells. Many men that had worked in heavy industries left to join the military, although some stayed in reserve jobs. In order to replace the men that went to war, large numbers of women joined the workplaces, doing jobs that were traditionally considered to be men's work. When the war ended, however, things changed considerably for the heavy industries. With Britain's military no longer needing as many weapons, textiles, metals or coal, all of these industries saw a major fall in demand. However, heavy industries also faced other problems. Before 1914, Britain had been a world leader. Now there was more competition in economic terms from abroad, and so British companies went out of business as they could not compete with new countries. Places such as Germany and the USA produced iron at a much cheaper rate than Scotland after the war. This foreign competition also cost Scotland jobs in the shipyards and textile factories. For instance, textile factories suffering due to cheaper or alternative cloth being available in India and Japan. Other countries could also now mine their own coal, and British mines lost out because it was harder to sell coal abroad during the war because of the difficulties of transporting this. The coal industry also suffered because after the war, other sources of energy, such as electricity, started to be much more widely used. There was other reasons that heavy industry suffered as a result of war. For instance, in 1920, the introduction of prohibition in the USA, which meant banning of alcohol, meant that there was fewer orders for whiskey, and this led to economic problems in distilleries across Scotland. As a result of all these problems, there was a major increase in unemployment amongst men after the war. In addition, women that had taken men's jobs were dismissed from their posts, or sometimes allowed to stay and work, but on much lower wages than they had been. This led to high levels of emigration, especially to other parts of the British Empire, such as Canada and Australia. The British government even offered help, including free or cheap travel and land, to people that would make the journey. Another aspect of Scotland's economy was that of fishing. The war had a mixed impact on Scotland's fishing industry. As the country needed to feed itself, especially due to Germany's naval blockade, it did increase demand within Britain for fish to be caught, including in Scotland. However, the war also brought problems for the fishing industry. The naval war made it dangerous for fishing vessels to go out to sea. The North Sea was essentially cut off for fishing, and only inshore areas in the West Coast could be used. Many of the men that had went to war to fight came from small fishing communities, and this also made fishing much more difficult. Furthermore, the government used some fishing vessels and indeed entire ports for war work, and again this limited the industry's ability to fish. Before the war, Scotland had sold large amounts of herring to Russia, Poland and North Germany. However, the war ended this, either because they were now enemies or because it was impossible to transport. This trade did not recover after the war, leading to unemployment. After the war, there were some improvements, especially now that fishermen could once again adventure out to sea. However, overseas countries never again bought fish from Scotland at the same rate as they had done before. In addition, whilst the government gave compensation to fishermen whose boats had been taken to be used for war work, this money was often not enough to fix the extent of the damage that had been done during fighting. Another issue in Scotland's economy was that of agriculture, or farming as it is perhaps better known. Like fishing, the Great War had a mixed impact on Scotland's farmers. Before 1914, most food eaten in Britain had been bought from abroad. However, the Germans' naval blockade meant Britain now needed to grow more of its own food. As a result of the higher demand for food and other products, including, for example, wool to make uniforms, prices significantly increased. This meant that farmers could sell more products and at a higher price than before, which made them more money. However, farming also suffered from a loss of workers, as many farm employees signed up to join the military. Other people took their place, including women, boys and older men. Even prisoners were used to grow food. Farms also lodged large numbers of horses that were taken abroad for war work. However, this did have the result of making farms make greater use of new machinery, such as tractors, which actually made farming more efficient in the long term. The war also led to arguments about farmland. Some Highlanders were encouraged to volunteer to fight in exchange for getting land after the war. However, they did not always get what they were promised, and this led to considerable anger. In many cases, landowners tried to stop government attempts to give land to these returning soldiers, the result of which was some soldiers illegally occupied land and then used it for farming when they returned. However, few of them were ever punished for this crime.